We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Nice day out there. It's a little breezy, not too bad. But anyway, get ready. According to all the weather experts, tomorrow afternoon, here she goes again. Latest forecast, 3 to 5 inches in western Oklahoma. So, and eastern Texas panhandle. So here we go again. We'll take it. Never say no to rain, even though we might not need it. But anyway, it's pretty wet out there right now. I'm liking it. Let's check out some temperatures in our state. 64 degrees at Hollis, 64 at Bessie, 61 at Woodward, 56 at Beaver. Out here at Boise City, it's 39 degrees. And out here in the panhandle of Texas, 64 at Wellington, 60 at Miami, 67 at Odell, and 59 at Lipscomb. So there you have it. Well, elections are over, finally. I'm glad. I'm tired of the bad-mouthing. Just tired of it. Not only just the candidates, it's just people on social media and, you know, the red-blue thing going on. It's over. Hopefully, your candidate that you vote for won. And if not, there's always next time. But anyway, so it looks like we got a new president be coming into office here in a few weeks. Or not a few weeks, but a few months here, January 20th. So hopefully between now and then, or as soon as he gets in, we get a farm bill, because I think that's the most important thing. We'll see who he picks for ag secretary. Lots of things coming up in the next couple of months with all the everything changing. So we'll see what's going on. So I got a question for you guys. You know, I don't like talking about politics, but here's a question I got for you. And if you feel like it, I'd appreciate it if you did. Text in your thoughts on how do you think the ag secretary that we have now, Tom Vilsack, how do you think he did overall in the last 4 years? I mean, I know there was a lot of money spent through the Department of Agriculture, and I mean, boo coos of it, lots of it. What are your thoughts? 580-225-9697. Your thoughts on how our ag secretary for the last 4 years has done. And I know there's a lot of T's to be crossed and I's to be dotted with that question. But just an overall view, what do you think? I think I see somebody brought it up, a friend of mine on social media here a couple months ago, about, you know, farmers have did the best under this administration than they did under the Trump administration. And then some farmers did really good under Obama. And I look back and what I found out that is, I don't think it doesn't matter whether it's Republican or Democrat. For the last, since 2000, 2004, I believe, that farmers had a couple of good years and a couple of bad years in each administration. So, we had, President Biden took over during the ongoing COVID deal, and lots of bills were passed and lots of money was given out and relief and this and that and stuff like that. But then the last 2 years, we've had, high interest rates, very high inputs, And again, the cattle market is as good as it's been in a long time, but that's it. Overall, inputs and crop prices have not been great. One year they was, a couple years they wasn't. So anyway, it's like it's a toss up. So I guess that's why they call it farming and ranching, huh? So anyway, give me your thoughts on that, if you don't mind. Don't have to be long-winded about it. Short, sweet, 225-9697. I don't care if you're listening in Beaver or Slap Out. Give me your thoughts. Let me share it with our listeners. No names. I won't mention any names, but I just like to hear your thoughts on that. All right, let's see what happened in our big world of agriculture overnight. If I can find it, where did it go? Oh, bear with me a second here. It disappeared on me. Oh, there we go. Let me find it here real quick. Why did that disappear on me right when I needed it? Okay, let's see here. Where is it at? Huh. Well, my bad. I don't know what happened. Here we go. I found it. It was hid. All right, here's what happened in our big world of agriculture overnight. Not agriculture. Anyway, soybeans, corn, and wheat futures plunged in overnight trading after Donald Trump was again elected president of the U.S., raising concerns about tariffs he's threatened to impose, even though he hasn't done it. Trump, who secured more than 270 electoral college votes, needed to defeat current Vice President Kamala Harris, has said he plans to impose widespread and stiff tariffs on imported goods, which would likely trigger a trade war. The future and former president has said he will impose a 10% tariff on imported goods and an additional 60% tariff on Chinese imports in a bid to boost manufacturing in the United States. China is the world's largest importer of soybeans. Other countries would no doubt retaliate and enact tariffs or other measures on U.S. goods, making it more difficult to export items, including agriculture products. Economists from the National Corn Growers Association and American Soybean Association said in an October 15th report that corn and soybeans, which compose about a quarter of ag exports from the U.S., are prime targets for tariffs. China already imposes tariffs on U.S. goods, but has a waiver for certain items, said in a report which was commissioned by the NCGA and the ASA and done by the World Agriculture, Economic, and Environmental Services. If the Asian nation were to cancel those waivers and impose its tariffs, soybean exports to China may fall by 14 to 16 million metric tons annually. That's a 52% decline from baseline projections in years where the waivers have been revoked, the report said. Corn imports by China likely would fall about 2.2 million tons annually, an average decline of 84% from baseline forecast. Brazil would likely be the beneficiary of the trade war between the U.S. and China. Soybean futures for January delivery dropped 17.5 cents to 984 and a quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was down 570 to 293.80 a short ton, and soy oil gained 17.17 cents to 45.16 cents a pound. Corn futures lost 2 cents to 416.5 a bushel. Wheat futures for December delivery declined 8 cents to 564.5. On the Chicago Board of Trade, Kansas City dropped 8.5 to 568 and a quarter a bushel. So, again, Donald Trump was again elected president of the United States in a comeback that returns him to the White House. The AP early this morning declared Trump the victor, anticipating he'll end up with 277 electoral college votes versus 224 for current Vice President Kamala Harris. Trump won the usual Midwestern states, including Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma, amongst others, while Harris took Minnesota and Illinois. Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, important swing states, went to Trump, sealing the victory. The former and future president won in the 2016 before being defeated in 2020. J.D. Vance, 40 years old, of Ohio, will become the vice president after winning his first election 2 years ago. How about that? The pharmacy's calling me during my show. How about that? Strong storms continue to rumble through the Midwest this morning, moving east through parts of Missouri, Arkansas, and Illinois. According to the National Weather Service maps, flood warnings are in effect for several counties in Arkansas, Missouri, and Illinois. River and aerial flooding will linger through the day in southern Missouri. According to the National Weather Service, some rivers are still in moderate to major flood stages. Counties in the Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle are under winter weather. I'm sorry, it's just Oklahoma weather just cracks me up. Counties in Oklahoma and Texas Panhandles are under a winter storm watch, while much of New Mexico and parts of Colorado near the Texas and Colorado borders are facing winter storm warnings. And northeastern Colorado, between 3 and 12 inches of snow are expected today into Thursday. Winds are forecast to gust up to 40 miles an hour, and blowing snow will reduce visibility. How about that? Well, hey, today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Hour all day, and I got a six-pack of Taylor Ranch Premium Beef Sweet Barbecue Seasoned Beef Snack Sticks to give away here. And here's the question. You'll have to you might have to look this up. I'm going to make it a question and or a multiple choice question. So, what is the number one export destination for U.S. beef? Japan, Mexico, or South Korea? Second person to get it right, you get a free six pack of sweet barbecue seasoned beef sticks, snack sticks from Taylor Ranch. They're really good too. They've got three choices out there: original, the sweet barbecue seasoned beef snack sticks, and then they got the jalapeno with cheese in it, and they're all really good. I've had them all. So anyway, the question is, which is the number one export destination for U.S. beef? Japan, Mexico, South Korea? What's your answer? Anyway, we'll be right back after this Taylor Ranch break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, November 1st. 2,564 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 440 brought 307. 15 at 491 brought 297. 3 at 537 brought 284. 10 at 628 brought 252. 4 at 665 brought 230. 8 at 668 brought 264. 13 at 802 brought 202. 3 head of heifers at 430 brought 265. 22 at 535 brought 272. 6 at 565 brought 233, 10 at 637 brought 237, 15 at 768 brought 213, 4 at 723 brought 205, butcher cows were 30 to 139, butcher bulls brought 92 to 145, bred cows were 1100 to 2200, pairs brought 2125 to 2200, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Harvest Equipment Tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest Tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
When it comes time to put your hard-earned money toward a new vehicle, count on Lipscomb Dealerships to give you a better value and car buying experience with friendly, no-pressure sales and quality service backed by a half century of experience. Save more in the country at our 7 dealerships across Texoma with over 1,000 Chevy, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus KTMs and Can-Ams, always on sale at LipscombDealerships.com. Good people, great deals, family-owned since 1979.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. All right. While it's hot on my brain to announce the Merritt at Watonga football game has been moved. Where was that at? Oh, there we go. It says, hey, Jimmy, can you announce the Merritt versus Watonga football game at Watonga has been moved to Thursday night due to the predicted severe weather on Friday. So remember that. Also be on ParagonTV.com, and while I'm talking about it, football, Big Elk football, Elk City be out there seeing those Boomers up there in Woodward. Anyway, 7 o'clock, Elk City will be playing Woodward Friday night as of right now, and you can also watch it on Big Elk TV. Well, basketball season's here, and this Friday night, November 8th, Hammond at Sentinel, Sweetwater at Leedy, Canute at Eric. And this will all be on Paragon TV. This Friday night, November 8th, Hammond at Sentinel, Sweetwater at Leedy, and Canute at Eric. You can watch it all right there on Paragon TV. Okay, let's check out some weather out here, some ag weather that is out here in Texas. Panhandle. 65 degrees at Wellington, humidity's 45, dew point's 43, the winds are out of the south at 9 miles an hour, wind gusts up 12, peak wind gusts so far today, 19 miles an hour, month-to-date precipitation, 3.28 inches of rain. How about that? And it's only the 6th of November. Anyway, 8-inch soil temperature, 60 degrees. Boy, that'll rain cool that ground down, but it's still in good shape. We're still in way better shape than we would. Okay, let's check out the Lipscomb Dealerships grain market update. It's all over the place today. I've been watching it just out of curiosity. I know one thing, the Dow and the NASDAQ and the S&P all have reacted very well. Let's check out what the grains are doing. Got a big old yellow jacket flying around here in the studio. That ain't good. December corn 428 up 5 3/4. March 437 up 5 1/4. Soybeans for November 992 down 1. January 1001 down 0.5. Soybean meal December 297.20 down 230. That's the lowest I've ever seen it since I started doing the show. Period. January 298 down 260. Soybean oil December 46.31 up 132. Hard red winter wheats recovered a little bit from this morning at 9. oh, is that about 9:30? It was down quite a bit. But December, hard red winter wheat, 576, down a half now. March, same thing, down a half at 588. Cotton, didn't look like the presidential election affected you guys much. December, 69.81, down 14. And December, West Texas Intermediate crude oil, 71.96, down 3 cents. Natural gas back up at 279 or 277. It's up about 10 for December. The Dow right now is up 1372. That was at 1107. And the S&P is up 123 and NASDAQ's up 458, according to that. Let's check out our cattle markets right quick. Live cattle for December, 185.07. Up 30, February 186.47, up 52. Feeder cattle for November 247.25, up 110. January 243.40, up 105. Lean hogs, December 81.45, up 32. How about that? So not too bad. It looked way worse this morning. So it's recovering a little bit here. All right, let's see what happened in the... at Beaver yesterday. I need to call them guys up there. Me and his report, the way it is not cool. Let me check this deal out. Here we go. Let me scroll all the way back down. Okay. Looks like they had 4,889 head, 4,219 calves and yearlings, 670 cows. The heifers, bred heifers, were bringing anywhere from 14 or 1291 up to 1850, and they were all weighing anywhere from 745 to 818. And then we got bulls. Let's see here, what I got going on here? Bulls, yeah, there we go. Bull calves, 169 head, average weight 491, average price $267.91, brought $1,315 per head. All right, you guys, bear with me a second here. Bulls, my Beaver Stockyard report's going haywire on me here. Bulls, they had 63 head, slaughter bulls I'm talking about here, 63 head, $1,313 was average price, $1,935.66 per head. Cows, here we go. Oh, man, me and this report are not getting along very well right now. I got, back up. Okay, here we go. There was 576 cows sold, average weight 1139, average price $122.59 per hundredweight, $1396.57 per head. All right, here we got heifer calves. I need the calves. Come on. You ever had one of those reports just keeps moving on you even though you're not moving the mouse? Here we go. Heifer calves, 956 head, average weight 528, average price $266.95, $1,410 per head. Heifer yearlings, 730 head, average weight 645, average price $249.66, $1,610.96 a head. All right, let's see here. Steer calves, the mouse is acting better now. It's a report, but I'm figuring it out. Steer calves, 952 head, average weight 570, average price $287.98 per hundredweight, $1,641.16 per head. Steer yearlings, 1,437 head, average weight 733, average price $258.32 per hundredweight. $1,894.26 per head. How about that? Good price. Now let's see if I can exit that screen. I'm out of it. I'm done. There we go. So coming up tomorrow, I'm going to have a special guest in here tomorrow, and he's going to be talking about the inaugural Cattleman's Ball coming up. And Boots O'Neill, he's going to be on the show tomorrow. I'm excited. Merrick's going to come in and help me keep him under control. But I was reading the story on him from the Texas Cowboy Hall of Fame, and I just want to share this with you a little bit so you get to know Boots a little bit. Boots O'Neill was born in 1932 in Clarendon, Texas. Started breaking horse for small ranches in 1947. He has spent more than 75 years in the saddle working for some of the largest ranches in West Texas. Boots was initiated into cowboying when he went to work as a young boy for the R.O. Ranch. He and his brother, Wes O'Neill, broke 20 broncs for $20 a head. From there, he went to the J.A. Ranch, where he stayed at the chuck wagon and lived in a teepee. He also spent time working at the Matador Ranch and the Wagner Ranch. From 1953 to 1955, I did not know this about him, and I'm glad I read this story on him today. From 53 to 55, Boots served in the United States Army. He worked in the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea on the 38th parallel. He was trained as a demolition expert. He says that this was the longest time he's ever went without riding a horse. I'm going to ask him if he's ever threw some dynamite and stuff off his horses while he was in Texas. But anyway, we'll see how that goes. After he was discharged, Boots went to work as a field inspector for the Texas and Southwest Cattle Raisers Association. However, the lure of the cowboy life beckoned him back to the Wagner Ranch in Vernon, Texas. He stayed there for almost 20 years and was eventually promoted to foreman of cattle operations. Boots is currently employed by the 4-6s Ranch at Guthrie, Texas. He has been involved in all phases of their cattle work for more than 30 years. He also holds a Texas Peace Officers Commission, and in the past, he has assisted with security of the ranch. Boots has received the All-Around Cowboy Award at the Lazy E Arena here in Guthrie, Oklahoma, and in an All-State Ranch Rodeo in 1985, the Working Ranch Cowboy Award during the Texas Cowboy Reunion in Samford, Texas in 2004, the Trailblazer Award during the Texas Rack Rodeo held in Wichita Falls, hope I said that right, in 2005, the Point Man Award for Chisholm Trail Heritage Center in Waurika, Oklahoma in 2010, and the Chester A. Reynolds Award at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City in 2013. So, you know, we're going to have a real cowboy on here tomorrow. How about that? Well, let's go ahead and take a Taylor Ranch break. I still need some more answers. You guys don't use Google, do you? Anyway, the question is, and I did multiple choice. The question is, oh, my phone went dead here. My brain's always a deal here. The question is, what is the number one export destination for U.S. beef? Japan, Mexico, or South Korea? South Korea, huh? All right, 580-225-9698. Also, I got a few people that shared their thoughts on what the current Ag Secretary, USDA Secretary, how do you think, what do you rate them? How do you rate them as how they did their job the last almost 4 years now? Will be 4 years next month or in January. So don't be a basher. I just need some legitimate thoughts to share with the listeners. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Yeah, farmers can be pretty tough. Oilfield companies, they need it as long as we give them a fair price. Say, let's go. Farmers, they're pretty tough because it's a hard world in farming, you know, in the farming market. It's tough. So they're going to do all they can to get the best deal they can, and we're going to give it to them. Everything for maintenance on your equipment, changing your oils, you need some antifreeze, you need some hydraulic oil, any kind of grease. We got the bolts and fasteners now. We're opening up electrical fittings, zip ties, penetrating oils, you know, windshield washers, all your shop towels, hand wash stuff, you know, any type of stuff like that. Anything for like a maintenance shop or something like that where you're doing maintenance work. Just getting everything else that we can to make us a one-stop shop. And if we don't have it there, we're going to get it for you somehow or another. And it's not going to take 2 weeks to get it. Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse. I'm Ronnie Redd. Myself, Brock Kalk, and Casey Miller are your owners at Camrock. Three local guys just looking to do business with our community.
Alignment is very important. I mean, it causes the wear on your tires. So if you just let it go, the tires, instead of saying a 60,000 miles, will only last 30,000 or 40,000. It's called toe. It's where the tires are pigeon-toed. They're turned in, they're turned out. One may be one way, one may be the other. We always shake down the front end to make sure there's no loose parts, because our roads are so nice and smooth out here, that they do get some parts that wear out a little quicker. Uneven wear, edge wear, and shaking. Rough roads, potholes, constructions, and riding in the country. It all is tough on your vehicle. We have a gentleman who's been here nearly 11 years. Very knowledgeable, knows what's going on. We probably average 5 alignments a day. Something, honestly, needs to probably be done every year. L&R Tire, 1204 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma.
The home of Bridgestone Firestone Tires.
At L&R Tire, we'll take good care of your vehicle.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Are you often wondering just how much extra nutrition to feed your cattle? Kent Watkins here, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. A useful tool to help you know just how much to feed this winter is the Oklahoma Maisonette Cattle Comfort Advisor, a great way to help protect your herd from the brutal winter weather. Let us help you with your winter feed needs. We offer bulk or by the bag Maxi Gain or Range Max cattle cubes. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
I think every customer wants to be treated like they're the only customer. They want to be treated with respect. At First National Bank, every customer is important to us. Every customer does matter to us. And we try to treat each customer with respect and humanity. It doesn't matter if you have $2 million or $2, you're treated the same with respect and honesty. I'm Tammy DeGarmo, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Awesome. Everybody, Camrock down there on South Main, right there on the south side of Fred's. They're a new sponsor for the show because I'm excited. I ordered some bolt bins from them the other day. Anyway, I'm excited. They're coming on as a sponsor of the show. So more about them coming up later on. I heard the ad and I was like, hey, whoa, we've got that going on. Anyway, I'm excited. All right, let's check out some ag weather up in northwestern Oklahoma. Let's go. I already picked Buffalo, but let's go out to Boise City or Kenton. Let's go to Kent and see what's happening winter weather-wise out there. Woo, yeah. Anyway, currently it's 41 degrees, feels like it's 32. Dew point's 32, the humidity's 71. The winds are out of the north-northwest at 18 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 1.26 inches of rain. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 50 degrees. Sunset at 5:50, mostly cloudy and 41 today with winds out of the north, 21 to 22 with wind gusts up to 30. Snow showers tonight with a low of 28, 90% chance. And Thursday, 90% chance of rain and snow, 37 degrees, and the winds are out of the north, 16 to 18 tomorrow, wind gusts up 25. It's coming, people. I don't know when it's coming here, but it's getting closer. How about that? All right, let's go to the text line. Anyway, I have a winner, and I have text the winner. So if you didn't get a text from me, then you weren't the winner. Anyway, the correct answer to the question of who's the number one export goes to beef goes to what country? It's South Korea. Finally, some people started rattling it off in there. But anyway, I got a winner. And so somebody texted in, I don't know how to Google. So anyway, so here's one of the answers, one of the quotes. With the exception of the EID mandates, I believe Secretary Vilsack has done a fine job. I believe what we are going to see forward is less government interference and more freedom in our farms and ranchers, but the trade-off for this will be less subsidies, as the new administration will try to get our national deficit back under control. That is an awesome answer. And then I had another one here. Hang on with me. Yes, we got PPP money, but the government took it all back, plus some, with higher inputs, higher cost of living, and high interest rates. We would not have survived another 3.5 years of on agriculture unless a change was made. So, there, very good. Thank you guys for your, you're more than welcome to bring it on in. I still got 20 minutes left in the show. My question was, how do you guys think that our current agriculture secretary did the last 3.8 years, almost 4 years now? So anyway, and then that person that needs to learn how to Google, you must have a flip phone, I was guessing, right? Anyway, I was just making fun of you. Anyway, so we have a winner of the Taylor Ranch Sweet Barbecue Season. And also, I want to share with you places that you guys, because today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Hour. So I'm going to share with you where you guys can pick up those sticks so far. It's all new on the market here in Elk City, George Creek Market. They're on the South Randall, the SEI Agritech there. Hey, by the way, I was in there day before yesterday was, or was it? It might have been yesterday. And they have a lot of beef raised or cut up and ready for sale in there by the steak, by the hamburger patties, whatever, in their freezer. So anyway, I seen it stock, and they got some of the best chips, potato chips, whether it's tortilla or just regular potato chips. They got some of the best chips. I got like, I don't know, 6 or 8 bags at home now. Anyway, dips in some homemade salsa. Just good. All right, George Creek Market, The Dugout, LaDonna's Wine and Spirits, and L&R Tire here in Elk City. And in Cheyenne, Johnny Mac's, Smith Ag Center, and Martin's Trading Post. In Weatherford, they have it at It's All About MOI, or MOI, however you say that. I'm not familiar with that place in Weatherford. I thought I knew all the places in Weatherford. I guess I don't. Anyway, that's places you can pick up Taylor Ranch. Man, they must have an emergency with my pharmacy because they're calling me back again. Anyway, during the show. Anyway, Taylor Ranch, premium beef, sticks, and also you can order beef from Taylor Ranch, quarters, halves, wholes from them by getting a hold of Mr. Jimmy Taylor out there at the Taylor Ranch. So anyway, all right, let's check out some more. Neil, this come from, I like equipment, so I'm going to share this with you on from Machine Repeat. I got a couple things I'm going to share from him today. So anyway, Machine Repeat, how used row crop tractor values shifted from 2023 to 2024. Digging into his data, the average auction prices for Case IH Magnum 290 and John Deere 8285R tractors are both down 34% from last year. According to this right here from Pete, he says, in 2023, a Case IH Magnum 290 was $136,121. This year, it's $89,000. The John Deere 8285R was $156,000 last year. This year, it's just a few thousand above $100,000. So a Case, a 2013 Case IH Magnum 290 tractor with 3,013 hours on it sold for $90,000 in an October farm auction in Union City, Oklahoma. That's an interesting sale price for many reasons. I started wondering how that compares to the trend line of the Magnum 290 tractor values, which we made from 2011 to 2013. It turns out the price is almost exactly spot on. The current average auction price on the model through late October this year, $89,830. That felt pretty far below where it was not too long ago. So using the average pricing option on machinerypeat.com, I found the price tanked 34% from last year's $136,000 average, which was the highest average auction price on that model in 10 years. When I posted these findings across our Machine Repeat social media outlets, follower Zach Zandy asked Pete, can you do a comparison for a John Deere same year and horsepower? He said, yes, sir, you bet I can. That's what Pete does for a living. So the comparable John Deere model is the 8285R, which has a average auction price through late October of $103,000 and $103,294. A lot of folks on social media latched on to that $13,000 difference between red and green, obviously, but Sugar Daddy was on there somewhere. But mine went down another path. It seemed like that was also down quite a bit. Bingo, Pete says. It was down exactly 34% from last year's average auction price on John Deere's 8285Rs of $156,000, similar to the pattern seen with the Magnum 290s. Last year's average auction price on the John Deere 8285Rs was the highest in 9 years. Well, according to Pete, it's not that simple. Some folks said it's good to see used tractor values finally recalibrating downward from the nosebleed heights of the late 2020 through early 2023. One follower commented on my post about falling used combine prices or values, saying it shows that the work that the Fed has doing to control inflation is working. Personally, I find that argument that used farm equipment values are driven by higher purely by inflation. Yes, inflation is an important part, but not nearly as important as other market forces, according to Pete. From 21 to 22, we've seen historically low levels of used inventory on dealers' lots as manufacturers struggled to meet demand. And of course, there was the years of very strong farm income. But what I've always loved about 35 years of compiling auction data on equipment has been its brutal honesty. Sometimes it's way up, sometimes it's way down. It can turn on a dime like it did in November 2007 when the ethanol push exploded, commodity prices took off, and auction sale prices on used farm equipment skyrocketed. Timing is everything. In March of 2023, a John Deere 8285R with 1,225 hours on it tied a record price selling for $250,000 in New York. A year and a half later, a 8285R with 1,853 hours on it sold for $188,000 in Lone Tree, Iowa. That was then. This is now. Let's take a break. Taylor Ranch break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When you get off work, how do you feel on your drive home? Everybody's glad to head home after 8 or 10 or 12 hours on the job. But do you feel like you and the crew did good work and made things happen and helped move a project forward? Or are you just thankful it's over and you don't want to think about it at all? Nobody should feel that way. At Canyon, you won't. Canyon Oilfield Services is hiring day and night drivers for their Fay, Hinton, and Chickasha locations. And they need mechanics in Elk City and Fay. Excellent pay and full benefits will be yours. Apply at Canyon's Elk City office on Highway 6, a mile and a half south of the golf course. Or go online to canyonoilfield.com. You can even call 729-3297. When your shift is done at Canyon, you'll know you've done good work. And when you go back, you'll do even more. At Canyon Oilfield Services, the key word is service.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Now back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
So I went and put those beef sticks up front so the winner could come claim their prize. And anyway, I had the boss come walking down the hallway saying he smelt coffee burning. Anyway, he gave me a brainstorm. You know, I want to be like Blake Shelton, like on The Voice. He drinks vodka while he's listening to people sing. I think I need to drink vodka or whiskey while I'm doing the show. I think it'd be a lot funner. he wasn't impressed with my ideas. So anyway, Martha, Oklahoma, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. 68 degrees right now. 50 is the dew point. 52 is the humidity. The winds are out of the southeast at 17 miles an hour with wind gust up to 23. 10-day rain total, almost 4 inches. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 64 degrees. Sunset at 5:39. Sunny and 71 today. Tonight, clear 46. And tomorrow, 64 for a high and 60% chance of rain showers. You guys get the sandbags filled up today and tomorrow. You're going to need them tomorrow night with 3 to 5 inches of rain coming to western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle. So anyway, speaking of the person that responded on, where is that deal? About how Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack did. Vilsack, however you say his name. Anyway, he said something about the EID ear tag rule that Brandon and I mentioned again yesterday. Well, the American Livestock Markets and Dealers Association identifies numerous issues already, even as the group takes the issue to the court. They're trying to delay the EID ear tag rule. Anyway, the American Livestock Markets and Dealers Association, a national association serving livestock markets, order buyers, dealers, and professional livestock marketers throughout the U.S. has formally requested the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service to delay the enforcement of the final rule. The use of the EID Ear tags are official identification in cattle and bison ADT rule. In November 4th, letter to the USDA, they requested that the implementation or enforcement of the ADT rule be delayed at least 180 days to ensure the USDA, the state health officials, veterinarians, tag manufacturers, and the entire industry are fully prepared to support the ADT rule in the way that does not reduce industry traceability, slow speed of commerce, and increase costs for livestock markets and dealers. Working alongside livestock market dealers, order buyers, veterinarians, and state health officials has identified already a number of issues with the implementation plan and has communicated this to USDA officials in September. So, it's not out of the news yet. I'll keep you up to date if I see any more on this. So anyway, it's still being dragged around. I do 100% agree with what Brandon said yesterday. I usually don't disagree with him. I just like to hear what he says. But this particular deal he spotted on yesterday, who is going to pay for it down the road? So the next time you see your favorite U.S. representative or senator, or if you run into Mr. Trump somewhere, ask him who's going to pay for this once this money runs out that's already been set aside for it. That's something that we need to figure out. I agree 100%. Downside to the election yesterday, we lost two people. The Republicans lost two people on the Ag Committee. The House and Senate Ag Committees will see changes to the membership this upcoming session after at least two incumbent committee members, New York Representative Marcus Monolaro, I guess, and Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown, were not reelected. So they were members of the Ag Committee, so they won't be back on there. As of 8 a.m. Wednesday, those races are the only current losses for incumbents on either House or Senate Ag Committees, though many of the races have been considered toss-ups heading into Election Day. Republican John Durante of California, who currently leads his opponent 51-49. That's still in deal. And then Republican Lori Durammer trails her opponent. Not by much. They still got a lot more votes to count. Also in Colorado, Democratic Carrero of Colorado leads her opponent. So anyway, lots else going on with that stuff. All right, enough about that. I wanted to talk to the, okay, here's how you bid on a charity tractor to raise money for hurricane victims. This is Machinery Pete's pick of the week. Pistol Pete and Mike Gundy aren't very popular this week. So anyway, Machinery Pete shares about a special Alice Chandler's 8070 to be auctioned off November 9th here in about 3 days. And all the money will go to the Hurricane Helene's at Blue Ridge Mountains. So anyway, it's a pretty cool deal. It's a, what is, let's see here. It's got 9,332 operating hours, like new rear tires. And you can get on Justice Farm and Construction Equipment Auction in Lewisburg, North Carolina, to bid on that. It's a really cool tractor. There's no money coming off of it in any way. So they've set up lots of proxy bid where you can contribute if you don't want to buy the tractor. So my question on bringing up the Alice, I know that Newcombs had a couple of four-wheel drive Alice Chandler's four-wheel drives. But man, it seems like back in the 80s, I remember, maybe in the 90s, I remember some more people in Western Oklahoma having those Alice Chandler's four-wheel drive tractors. Somebody help me out with that? 580-225-9697. I know there was, like I said, a couple of them. And anyway, that's a pretty cool looking. Those snub nose on those Alice were pretty cool. But anyway, I just remember some more people around Western Oklahoma having those tractors. So anyway, that's got her going there. Let's see here. They had a rare Machinery Pete, not Pistol Pete, had a rare John Deere 4620 factory front wheel assist, sold for $75,000. The previous record was $46,000, and then a 7520 four-wheel drive John Deere with 3,566 hours on it, sold for $45,000. That's a new record. How about all that? Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed the show today. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.